Part 4. You will hear a radio interview with an agricultural project manager called Catherine Smith. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer A, B or C. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 4. Nowadays, farming is frequently blamed for destroying habitats that are vitally important for the survival of threatened species of wild birds and animals. Such destruction occurs when wildlife is forced to compete with farmers for space. In this battle for land, there is almost always one winner, and that is man. With this in mind, the RSPB, Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, has been working closely with farmers to try and make sure there are no losers when farmland encroaches on wild habitats. Here to tell us more is Agricultural Project Manager Catherine Smith. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you for inviting me.
In this conflict over land between farmers and wildlife, there is inevitably a lot of finger-pointing, with farmers on one side and ecologists on the other. As an Agricultural Project Manager who works with the RSPB, where do you stand?
Somewhere in the middle, I suppose. If we examine the issue from the farmer's point of view, we can clearly see that they have the responsibility of keeping our countryside healthy for the wildlife that depends on it, as well as the pressure of becoming larger and more efficient to satisfy the growing demand for food. They do their best in a difficult situation, something we're all guilty of taking for granted.
But their best efforts don't seem to be good enough. Over the past 2 decades or so, food production has increased, causing a significant decrease in the number of farmland birds.
But things are beginning to change. Many farmers have come to realise that it is possible to increase production and sustain healthy wildlife populations at the same time.
How is this change occurring?
In 2000, the RSPB bought Hope Farm in Cambridgeshire. The reason why the organisation purchased the property was to run a real working farm, where through research, trials and first-hand experience, the RSPB, together with agricultural experts, could demonstrate that birds can survive on commercially successful farmland.
I assume farmers have seen Hope Farm in action.
Yes, they have. Obviously, not every farmer in the UK has been able to pay a visit, but we have published our findings, which every farmer has access to.
And if I'm not mistaken, it would be pointless for every farmer to see Hope Farm in action, as there are so many different landscapes on which farms operate. So, a plan that suited one similar to Hope Farm would not be effective on another farm located on hills, for example.
That's right. And exactly why the RSPB has bought a second farm called Manor Farm in Wiltshire. Both farms have proved very successful in showing farmers how to operate without driving away wildlife.
What features in the RSPB farms have you found benefit wildlife most?
There are three main features. Firstly, there are grass margins next to the hedges around the fields where crops grow. These provide homes for small mammals, nesting sites for ground nesting birds, and help increase the number of insects that are food for the birds. Secondly, when these margins around the fields are planted with wild plants, even more wild creatures can find a home there. When there are clovers and other flowering plants, food is available for butterflies and bees in spring and summer. Thirdly, if plants with plenty of seeds are planted in the margins, such as barley and kale, birds have food vital for their survival during the winter months.
And what successes have you witnessed?
There have been significant increases in bird numbers, with some species increasing by 5 times the number that were counted when Hope Farm was bought. There has been a rise of about 50% in the number of plant species, which has increased plant diversity. And last but not least, we've regularly recorded 25 species of butterfly, 4 species of bat, and 6 species of small mammal like the common shrew, water shrew and field vole, none of which were there before the margins were introduced.
That's pretty impressive.
Thank you. But we all realise there's a long way to go and we can't afford to sit back and congratulate ourselves.
No, but you're definitely going in the right direction. Thank you, Catherine. And now it's time for a musical break with Fields of Hope and Gundam Sea. Now you'll hear part 4 again. Nowadays, farming is frequently blamed for destroying habitats that are vitally important for the survival of threatened species of wild birds and animals. Such destruction occurs when wildlife is forced to compete with farmers for space. In this battle for land, there is almost always one winner, and that is man. With this in mind, the RSPB, Royal Society for the Protection of Birds, has been working closely with farmers to try and make sure there are no losers when farmland encroaches on wild habitats. Here to tell us more is Agricultural Project Manager Catherine Smith. Welcome, Catherine.
Thank you for inviting me.
In this conflict over land between farmers and wildlife, there is inevitably a lot of finger-pointing, with farmers on one side and ecologists on the other. As an agricultural project manager who works with the RSPB, where do you stand?
Somewhere in the middle, I suppose. If we examine the issue from the farmers' point of view, we can clearly see that they have the responsibility of keeping our countryside healthy for the wildlife that depends on it, as well as the pressure of becoming larger and more efficient to satisfy the growing demand for food. They do their best in a difficult situation, something we're all guilty of taking for granted.
But their best efforts don't seem to be good enough. Over the past 2 decades or so, food production has increased, causing a significant decrease in the number of farmland birds.
But things are beginning to change. Many farmers have come to realise that it is possible to increase production and sustain healthy wildlife populations at the same time.
How is this change occurring?
In 2000, the RSPB bought Hope Farm in Cambridgeshire. The reason why the organisation purchased the property was to run a real working farm, where through research, trials and first-hand experience, the RSPB, together with agricultural experts, could demonstrate that birds can survive on commercially successful farmland.
I assume farmers have seen Hope Farm in action.
Yes, they have. Obviously, not every farmer in the UK has been able to pay a visit, but we have published our findings, which every farmer has access to.
And if I'm not mistaken, it would be pointless for every farmer to see Hope Farm in action, as there are so many different landscapes on which farms operate. So, a plan that suited one similar to Hope Farm would not be effective on another farm located on hills, for example.
That's right. And exactly why the RSPB has bought a second farm called Manor Farm in Wiltshire. Both farms have proved very successful in showing farmers how to operate without driving away wildlife.
What features in the RSPB farms have you found benefit wildlife most?
There are 3 main features. Firstly, there are grass margins next to the hedges around the fields where crops grow. These provide homes for small mammals, nesting sites for ground nesting birds, and help increase the number of insects that are food for the birds. Secondly, when these margins around the fields are planted with wild plants, even more wild creatures can find a home there. When there are clovers and other flowering plants, food is available for butterflies and bees in spring and summer. Thirdly, if plants with plenty of seeds are planted in the margins, such as barley and kale, birds have food vital for their survival during the winter months.
And what successes have you witnessed?
There have been significant increases in bird numbers, with some species increasing by 5 times the number that were counted when Hope Farm was bought. There has been a rise of about 50% in the number of plant species, which has increased plant diversity. And last but not least, we've regularly recorded 25 species of butterfly, 4 species of bat, and 6 species of small mammal like the common shrew, water shrew and field vole, none of which were there before the margins were introduced.
That's pretty impressive.
Thank you. But we all realise there's a long way to go, and we can't afford to sit back and congratulate ourselves.
No, but you're definitely going in the right direction. Thank you, Catherine. And now it's time for a musical break with Fields of Hope and Gundam Seed. That is the end of part 4. There'll now be a pause of 5 minutes for you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet. Be sure to follow the numbering of all the questions. I'll remind you when there is 1 minute left so that you're sure to finish in time. You have one more minute left. That is the end of the listening test. Please stop now. Your supervisor will now collect all the question papers and answer sheets.